All right, today's podcast is going to be a banger, you know.
I can't lie to you, man. We've had
No, forget all that. Forget the week.
What?
No, don't get me wrong. The week was amazing. Not forget the week. But I got your gifts. No, did you hear the S at the end of gifts?
You got me gifts.
Gifts. Because while we was in Qatar, ladies and gentlemen, it was Chunks' birthday. So I didn't want to give him the gifts there. Well, to be fair, I gave you the option. I said to you, would you rather me take the gifts to Qatar and give them to you there, or should we wait until we're on a podcast so we can share it with the people that have supported us to get us up to the place we're in now with the podcast? And he said, well, it would be quite nice if we shared it with everyone else. So I got you 28 gifts because you're 28.
Yeah, good one, yeah. there's no way he did that.
I got you 28. This is the first one.
Say wallahi, you got me 28 gifts?
I got 28 gifts.
Say wallahi.
Uh-huh.
You're bullshit, right? Because I'd marry you if you did that.
28 would have been good though, innit?
What's this?
So there's a picture of us that I really, really like.
Wow.
And obviously I know you're going to be moving into a new place soon. And I thought it would be quite nice for us to have a picture in the house. The reason he's just laughed is because Lawrence has just fucked it and shown the bag with the other gift and he's smiling already. So I feel like we're going to start with this one.
There's no way that's there. There's
gonna,
no way,
we're going to start with this one. Lawrence, pass the bag. You absolutely fucked it. Pass the bag to me, Lawrence.
There's no way.
Lawrence absolutely just fucked that for me. Cheers, Lawrence. So this is gift number one.
I really needed Snickers today. Yeah. I swear to God, man. Yeah. I was not feeling that myself.
This ain't even a sponsored podcast. Yeah. Like, we really love Snickers. And this is
thank you, brother. Appreciate
gift number two.
You know what? I have to stop that Snickers and a picture. I'll be over the moon, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, generally. Oh, guys. I'm not really good at... Who's good at receiving gifts? Because you see me, I find it kind of awkward. Like, I don't know what to do. To smile, to laugh. I am very appreciative, though. So for the audio listeners, Philly is now giving me my presents. I see a box right now. It says Watches of Switzerland. Now,
big up Aaron over at, what's your ends called?
Northwest.
Yeah. Big up Aaron from Watches of Switzerland.
And if I know anything, this is a Rolex.
Maybe not.
If this is a Rolex. Oh my God, it's a Rolex.
How do you know?
I'm just feeling like it. You wouldn't get me a Rolex, would you? This is a Rolex. Wait, where's the green though? This isn't a Rolex. Is it a Rolex? Oh my God, man. Philly's got me a Rolex, guys. Unless he's trolling me. Hopefully he's trolling me. Oh, no.
Brand new. You see when it comes with this? No, she's fresh out. Nah, Rito. We don't buy our watches in Hatton.
Did you have to give me a Rolex?
Have a look. For the audio listeners, Chunks is in disbelief. He can't believe what watch I've just given him. It's a super rare GMT, the only right-hand Rolex made. What watch is it, Chunks?
Oh, my God. Is that for me? Wallahi.
Wallahi, bro. We're matching, though.
Give me a hug, bro.
My guy!
That is fucked, bro. Wallahi,
man. Deserve it, brother.
Oh, shit. Shit.
Nice, innit? They're very, very hard to get these ones. Show them then, man. Show them what you got.
Guys, he got me a flipping Sprite. Oh my God. He's got me a Sprite. And you know what kills it?
Go on. I know what you're going to say.
I was talking about this, how much I wanted it.
Yeah.
And I think to you, I said on the... It's when we was in Qatar.
Yeah. You did the other day. And I was like, oh my God. And I was like, no, you wish. But then when we was in Qatar, we also went into the Rolex out there. And I remember him saying, I just want GMTs. I want as many as GMTs as I can get. And then I was really scared because in Qatar, they really, really have stock for the people that they love. And they love them and them. So then my thing was when Chunks went into like the private room of the guy, I quickly grabbed the guy outside and I said, listen, if you've got a Sprite, don't offer it to him because I've already bought it for him and he's for his birthday. Too big? Need to get some lips taken off.
Yeah.
But yeah, all the papers are in here.
Wait, this is fresh out.
Wait, where is the papers?
Oh.
Oh, here.
He's got me a flipping
fresh out,
Sprite.
You know what I mean? We do it properly out here. Retail, so you know you've made good profit on her already.
What, Riri?
Yeah, retail only. We've never bought a watch. Actually, my first ever watch wasn't retail, but apart from that, every single one I own
fresh.
Has been bought.
I can still see the plastic on it.
Yeah.
Fresh out. Generally, thank you so
You're
much,
You're welcome,
bro.
Brother.
Appreciate that, man.
And then your second gift is this. I'm joking.
Hey, bro. Thank you, man.
No, you're welcome, brother. Hey, you got a good collection, you know.
We're at the stage where we're giving each other watches.
Yeah, crazy.
This is
wrong. Do you remember, yeah? We was like big in terms of like following, but I remember one day me and Chunks was like, I can't wait till the day that we're at the stage where I'm like, oh, let me borrow your Ferrari. I'm tired of my Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Like we, without us realizing, we've relived so and manifested so many of those things. I remember once you borrowed my car. I remember once I said to you, oh, let me borrow your car. And you was like, yeah, bro, take that whenever. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, without us even realizing, we're living what we said Dreamed that we always wanted to do.
Yeah.
And the second gift is this.
What a day. What a day.
Where was this?
Mobos, man.
Not the year we hosted?
No, it was the year that me, you and Harry won.
Oh, yes, it was. Yes, yeah, yes. I really, really like this picture. I even like the detail that she done on my
this
ring.
Picture.
Yeah.
Random. I remember you asked me, you're like, can you give me that picture? And I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
I thought you were posting on Snapchat or something.
But big up Calypso Ben Art. She is an amazing artist. How I come across her is that our friend, Ashraf, he messaged me and he was like, oh, my friend painted a picture of your mum. You should see the picture of my mum. It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
And then
I've seen it.
I was like, oh, yeah, I'd really, really like if you could do one for me. Well, for Chunks for his birthday. And then I sent her this and then she done this. The link for Calypso Ben Art would be in the description. She's a very talented artist. I don't know much about art, but I know she's flipping amazing. So, yeah. This is for you as well. I'll put it here though, innit? Because it's a bit
Thank
much
you,
bro. I
appreciate that, man. Yeah. Wow, man. That is some birthday gifts, innit?
Yeah. Because obviously, like, the watch is the watch, yeah? But I remember you saying that the favorite. Just grab it just in case it falls. But I remember you saying that the best gift you ever received was a School of Rock t-shirt.
Yeah.
So then that's when I said to myself, all right, cool. I know I've got him the big boy, but I also need to give him something that is of sentimental value. And I feel like that's something. That is quite cool. My boy.
Appreciate that, man.
Can't wait for my gifts now.
Bro, appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're welcome, family.
Genuinely, bro.
You're welcome. Hey, we got Sprites, though. Sprite. I got one, you got one. I think I wore mine in the Specs. The Specs app.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I think so.
What, this is real, yeah? This is real?
Yeah, come on, man.
I all them watch people online. Make sure you check right now. Is this legit? Let me know, man, in the comments, man. All right, all jokes aside, incredible. I have got a collection.
Yeah.
You can't chat to me, man.
That's something you lot wouldn't know. Me and Trunks are very heavy watch collectors. So this is one he really wanted in his collection. And he's got it now.
Oh my, I can't even carry on this pod.
Sprite mental though, isn't it?
Sprite-ums.
And it's the fact that you really wanted it.
It made it
so much nicer. Because you know what happened, yeah? We're not going to say the place where we buy our watches, just in case people want to go up in there and they ruin our little stock and how often we get them. But I went in there. I got offered the watch, I bought it, and then the next day the other place phoned me and he was like, yo, I've got the watch that you really wanted. And then my first reaction, oh my god, do you know what happened, bro? I put it in the chat. I was like, boys, I've just been offered another Sprite, and then you didn't read it, and I thought, oh my god, perp.
Deleted it.
Yes.
I deleted it. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I quickly checked to see if Chunks or Harry saw it, and I quickly deleted it. I was like, yes, he hasn't seen it. I'm just gonna buy it for his birthday. So yeah, big up Aaron one more flipping time at Watches of Switzerland. What's that place in Brent Cross? Watches of Switzerland in Brent Cross, in that shopping
center.
Yeah, retail, bro.
I'm going there.
Why are you
blood.
Shocked, bro?
Can I run it back for you, man?
Genuinely, we don't buy so watches
what do you need?
If they're not
what
retail.
Do you need?
I need a Panda.
Okay.
I want the Pepsi.
Okay. Okay, I remember.
And that's it. That in terms of what I really want, that's it, really.
Okay, cool.
You know my collection, solid and the solid.
Solid and Ross.
Solid and solid. I'm glad though. I'm glad I got your Sprite,
no,
man.
Bro, really,
what did you think I got you? Because at first you did, at certain points, you did think it was a watch.
I didn't think it was a watch. I was just saying that as in like, oh, I wish it was, if it's crazy, the way that man and mom making it seem. Because guys, I was asking Harry, what did Philly get me for my birthday? Because Philly told me he's got me something. And then Harry was like, I'm not telling you, because I thought he would snitch. Because I'm not telling you, but just know, say Philly lost his mind for this one. So I said, what? So I said, that can only be a kettle. Like,
lost his mind. It's not negative, by the way. Yeah, no, as in like, he went all out.
He went all out for you, basically. And then that's when I started to think it could be a watch. Mm. So then I just thought, let me not even think about it. Let me just see what happens on the day. And it was a flipping Sprite, bro. That's mental, man.
Mental health. Bro, we spoke about these things years ago, like being able to gift man stuff like this. Like.
And a flipping Snickers as well. Yeah. What? This is the main star
of the
show.
If you think he cares about that Snickers right now. And you know what I did? What? I grabbed it from the corner over there and put it in the back.
You didn't mean it.
So basically, in the studio, we have like a bunch of stock in that corner that I'm pointing at over there. We have like loads of drinks, loads of crisp and stuff like that. And yeah, I quickly went over while you was talking to Lawrence just before we started. And I was like, Laura, put this in a bag quickly. So yeah. Wow. I did want to get you 28 gifts though for your 28th birthday, but it was just long.
Nah, I'll do that for you in your 30.
That was just long.
But talking about gifts,
yeah,
you bought yourself a watch as well.
Yeah. Oh, I got it on today.
In Qatar. Yeah. Now, well, that's very nice, you know.
Yeah, obviously, very nice, isn't it?
It's what? Gold.
Yeah.
But Qatar, what a trip. What an experience. Me and the boys raised over £8 million for education.
No, wait. Everyone in the studio didn't clap. Say that again and I expect
me
everyone to clap.
Me and the boys raised £8 million for children's education.
Amazing.
Now, what an experience.
Yeah,
what
amazing. Experience. From start to finish.
Genuinely, I've got the list of countries here that we raised the money for, because obviously a lot of people were like, what exactly did you raise it for? What was? So we raised money for education, like I said, for people across Rwanda, Tanzania, Pakistan, Palestine, and Sudan. So people that struggle with education, can't pay for it. I think we've now put 70,000 kids into school now, man. Yeah, bro. It was mental. We had, I think, over 22 million people viewing the match. Like I said, over £8 million raised, and it was the first time out
we
there.
We had 22 million.
Yeah. There was 18 on BN Sports, I'm pretty sure. And then 4 across my channel, Abu Fala's channel. Shout out to Abu Fala and other like local TV broadcasters in Qatar. Mm. So it was an incredible trip. And ultimately, we got to raise so much money. So,
yeah, so
for you, bro, how was it out there?
Amazing. From start to finish. I took my mum and my sisters, for everyone that didn't know.
Or sister.
Yeah, sorry, I took my mum and my sister, I took my little sister. But that was like my mum and my sister's second time ever in business class. And they experienced business class through Avianca the first time, and they thought that was amazing.
I spoke to them about it, yeah.
So I kept on laughing, because I'm like, if you thought Avianca was good, when you get on Qatar Airways, you're going to be speechless. And speechless was the yes. So it was sick. We caught the flight. It was me, my mum, my sister, Chunks, AJ, and AJ's cousin and friends. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was absolutely sick seeing the smile on my mum's face. Remember how my mum was dressed? She was dressed like she had a £1 million business meeting.
Basically, guys, it was me and Philly's mum and sister together first in the lounge, and we were just waiting on Philly because obviously he was coming late. So we were just talking and whatever, catching up. And then when Philly came in, he saw how his mum was dressed, and I remember straight away he was like, yo, look at how my mum's dressed. And I looked at her and I just kind of realised she was wearing like a blazer, fitted as well. Everything fitted.
That, if that's not tailored, then what is?
It was tailored. It was literally, they tailored yesterday.
No, she dresses so good, you know.
Yeah, very good. Like, she knows what she was doing. So we were just laughing because obviously she was dressed for the occasion. Yeah. And we obviously went on a flight together, and it was a brilliant flight. I was asleep majority of it.
Oh, mate, you was asleep the whole of it. Yeah. Chicken biryani on that flight. Absolutely amazing. Then we landed. And then we walked into the hotel. The hotel is called the Fairmont in Qatar. Don't quote me on it, but Ilyas told me this. So if I'm wrong, then blame Ilyas. But they built that hotel specifically for the World Cup.
Yep.
Okay, so it's a fact.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. You walk into the toilet. The toilet seat goes up on its own. Like the way Qatar treated us, rooms, everything was absolutely free. Like all the top restaurants in Qatar, there was a tab on all of the restaurants. So we could eat out if we didn't want to eat at the hotel and it'd be free.
What?
Absolutely. Yeah, bro. Yeah, absolutely everything on the trip was free.
No, I'm saying the toilet seat came up on its own. That is wild, bro.
Bro, you walk in the toilet and it just goes...
No.
So you two... Obviously, you were there, so you know you saw other people's stories. But I'm sitting at home. The only thing I'm seeing is every person who goes into their room goes, guys, I've got to give you a tour of the room. Look at the toilet. It raises.
You're right. It's like something. It's just funny, isn't it? Like no one ever sees that.
The rooms looked genuinely like you could live in it and you would not be unhappy.
It wasn't right, man. Like,
and not only that, I think it's because we all come from absolute nothing. Mm. Like, man, don't come from a home where the toilet seat goes up. So it's like the smallest things make us so excited. And I feel like sometimes it's those little things that remind me that I'm still humble and I'm not up my own arse. Mm. Why are we excited over a toilet seat?
We were gassed about that.
Do you get what I'm saying? So,
and I managed to bring a lot of my friends over as well. So that was another great experience for me because, of course, it's incredible when me and Philly experience this kind of stuff, but we've done a lot of cool stuff. So it's kind of like the novelty starts to wear off a little bit compared to my friends experience it for the first time. And for them, it's like the craziest experience. Yeah. Like everybody's there saying to me, I've got imposter syndrome. I shouldn't be here. And it's like, nah, man, you should. You know,
that's Brody.
And that's, exactly. So it was like very, very nice seeing all my friends being so grateful for the event and enjoying a place that they probably wouldn't have came if it wasn't for us. You know what I mean? So it was an incredible experience. What's the main thing we did? What was off the pitch or off the camera that people didn't see that you would want to tell people? Like, is there anything that you think off the top of your head? Because for me, I got like stories with footballers and stuff.
You know what I really loved was when you said you guys like stayed up overnight and sort of chatted and like...
Oh, that was standard.
Yeah.
Like if you went downstairs at any time during the lobby, day, there were people in the lobby having a chat.
Yeah.
That was just absolutely just chilling. Standard.
Yeah. So we'd be basically, there was like a little hut, like a little circle thing where you can sit inside of. And there was maybe, I remember the first night or second night, it was me, the SDS boys, and couple other guys, I've forgotten who else was there. All my boys from the end and stuff. And we'd just be talking. We talked from like 1 a.m. to 7:30 in the morning, just about like stuff, football and whatever, what we're doing, what we're experiencing. Just chatting rubbish. And it was more like, those were the times that I really did appreciate, because it's kind of like, you can sit back and now remember what you were saying and how fun the conversations were. And it's like, those are the moments that I really enjoyed the most probably. Mm. But that was for me.
Moment I enjoyed the most, I'd say, is when my little sister messaged me and she was like, she just kept on thanking me. She was like, I'm crying right now. I can't believe where I am. I can't believe the life that I'm living and you've given me. And you know what I mean? So it was sick, man. So it goes back to like what Chunks was saying. Like, it's so sick to be able to give people a percentage of your life that you can, well, not live all the time, because more time we're in England, in our yard, innit? Mm. But yeah, it was just sick to know that I could give her that experience and she felt so emotional through something that I did.
It's also something where it's like, it feels maybe, you guys have done a lot of trips, you've been to a lot of places, and obviously it's novel every time you go. But the cool thing is, you know, like when you have a friend who's never been to London before and then you're really excited to show them London. This is like that
That's
you.
A good point. Yeah,
exactly that.
Yeah. So every time there's something luxurious happening, which might happen in a normal hotel, it makes it fresh for you as well.
100%. Like I said.
Go back to that story though. What? We sat in, what did you say of Eden? You had a private chat with him.
Oh my God. So obviously Eden, to people that don't understand, there was footballers that came along. So we had Eden Hazard, Ricardo Kaká, we had Didier Drogba, Claude Makélélé, Tim Cahill, and Roberto Carlos.
And if you don't watch football, these are like legends.
Legends of the game, especially Ricardo Kaká being a Ballon d'Or winner, which means he was the best footballer in 2007, I'm pretty sure. But
oh, was it 2007? No way is your football knowledge that good. It's good, but never did you get it. You didn't guess the year right. Chet Lawrence.
2007.
Ooh!
You know what I'm saying? SDS, man, give me a spot.
To be fair, you've been hanging out with him, so you probably like absorbed that knowledge.
Probably. But Eden Hazard, obviously, Chelsea winger, one of the best players for Chelsea. I'm very excited to meet him because he's on my team. And I just thought, hopefully he's not one of them dry footballers and he can't be able to talk to nobody.
Yeah, no person.
But like within the first day, like we were talking and chopping up, having fun. He trained in his Air Force Ones for the first training session and skilled up 6 players and beat them and scored, right? Mm. So obviously we're talking, whatever, we're having fun. It was the day of the match where we had the meeting, right? Eden comes in and we're talking, whatever. And then after he goes to me, I said to him, yo, can you sign this shirt? Because I was basically signing shirts for my friends back home. And he said, yeah, brother, but I need you to do a video message for my kids. And I was like, what do you mean? And he goes, oh, basically, he lives in Madrid and his kids go to school there in an American, like, international school. And he goes, all they were talking about was, and when I told them I was going to Qatar, was that you're on Team Chunks. And they were excited about him being on Team Chunks.
Crazy.
And he was like, all my kids and their friends speak about you in school. So he goes, to make me look cool, I need to do, like, a video with you and a picture with you. And I'm thinking, bro, this is Eden Hazard. Like one of the, like I said, biggest, best footballers for Chelsea. And like me and him are chopping it up, talking about what, like, you know what I mean? Football, it was a mad, mad experience. And we even spoke about, obviously me being an Arsenal fan. I don't know if I'm allowed to even say this, but he was an Arsenal fan growing up.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, he said when he was signing for Chelsea originally, that it wasn't one of his on the top of his list in terms of interest. And then because Arsenal didn't reach out, but every other team did, he wasn't really interested in Chelsea. But then they won the Champions League and said, that's when he realized, he was like, okay, now that they've won the Champions League, it makes sense to kind of sign for them. So it was like just talking to Eden and hearing all the stories. Obviously, he ended up loving Chelsea and won whatever he did for you guys. But it was like a wild, wild experience talking to Eden. You, Philly, ended up assisting both Kaká and Drogba.
Crazy.
What was that for you? What was that like for you, bro?
Amazing.
I dropped a stink on the pitch, but it was more about what you did.
Yeah, I'll talk about like just being in the dressing room first and foremost. I was sat between Drogba and Kaká, funnily enough, and I ended up assisting them. But crazy, innit? Hey, for the man that love boy, you know how mad that is? I'm getting changed. I'm changing next to the man. I'm all asking Drogba. I had a shower after the game. I forgot my cream. I said, Drogs, let me borrow. Drogs, do you know what I was calling him?
Yeah, Dids. He was calling him
Bro,
Dids.
Bro, I lost my mind.
Dids.
I'm even
Dids.
Like I grew up with him. I said, Dids, let me get some of that cocoa butter. I forgot my cream. I'm using Dids as cocoa, rubbing oil on myself down. And then it was the little stuff about, for me, it's the little details that make me so excited. So like, it's the fact that he was wearing the boots that he wore when he was at Chelsea. You know, like the old Mercurials.
Wow.
Like he still had a pair of them.
He was the only one as well that asked the Qatari team, the people that were organizing, let me get size 5 socks. He was the only one that had a weird request apparently. Yeah, he wants his socks to be proper tight. I don't know. Don't shoot the messenger. That's what I got told.
Oh.
Very weird one.
Yeah, so it was the little things. And then just before we went out, he put the tape around his, you know, like on his wrist. And you know why I put it on? Because I was like, oh my God, you're taking me back to when you was at Chelsea. I remember you always played with the wrist tape. Yeah. And he's gone, you do it too, man. Well, that was a terrible drug ring impression. Terrible. I don't know what that was.
Wow. Listen, you do it too, man. Yeah. Where was he from? Texas?
Yo, man, you do it too,
man. he became like he was from LA.
New Yorker. He's sitting over there.
You were too, man.
Yeah. But yeah, so I quickly asked the physio. I was like, yo, put some tape around me. I want to feel like Drogba. And then he did it. And then game time comes. And I felt a lot of pressure because Tim Cahill come up to me at the meeting. And he took me aside and he was like, look, I'm relying on you. When it comes to the influencers, you're our best player. Like, you need to do well. And then I was just thinking, whoa, this is a charity match, brother. Like, but he's very competitive.
That's one thing about Tim Cahill.
He wasn't meant to play, by the way.
Yeah.
He was just meant to be a coach. Not at any point was he meant to play. He said he was going to play. But I absolutely loved him. Shout out to him. Really, really got on well with him. His son as well.
What did you say when he comes over and goes, like he's pulling you to one side and you're thinking, oh no, he's going to say to me like, don't mess up or that. And then he goes, you're our main hope. Like Bugs Bunny talking to Michael Jordan during, you know, Space Jam or something.
It felt mad humbling, but at the same time, I was really scared. And only because I run like once a year and that's either at the Sidemen charity match. And in this case, it was Match for Hope. I don't do cardio at all, bro. Every now and again, I'll go football with this guy. Ask him. I've turned up once and I've never gone again. Like I don't run. So yeah, that's the only reason I was nervous. I know like I can play football, but can I run for longer than 20 minutes? Probably not. But to be fair, I played 85.
Without pulling
cramps, 87 actually. Yeah.
87, my guy. But yeah, it was absolutely sick. Amazing. I actually can't believe I assisted. And that's what I've done. Every time I assisted both of them, I run past everyone, but as I'm running towards Kaká, I'm screaming it. I'm going, I assisted Kaká! I assisted! And then I got to Kaká and I went, Kaká, it was my assist! I was so excited.
He's
just smiling, laughing. Like, Tim, that's light work. He's thinking, that's a little baby pass you give me. But to me, that pass there, that was better than my flipping out, no? Yeah, I can't even do that banter here, but you know what I want to say, innit? You know my banter. But yeah, and then the Drogba one comes along, received the ball in the centre, just running up the pitch with it.
Great, great passage of play that was.
And then when I pass the ball to Drogba and I see Drogba hit it back to Kaká all in one touch and I see Kaká give it back to Drogs, and then it comes to me, at that point I was smiling already. Like I couldn't believe
that. You're going to do that little dink pass?
Yeah, of course, because of the way the ball was bouncing.
You're lucky that Harry wasn't aware because Harry tried to...
Yeah, he pressed.
He should have went back because I would have, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
he pressed. Harry didn't know ball like me. Because you see me, when I saw that happen, I said,
why are you pressing? Yeah.
But also, I saw him change a burst of speed because no one was trying to run. But when Drogba saw that one, I think he remembered being a footballer and just thought, yeah, let me run for this one.
Yeah.
Started wetting left foot volley. I said, when I saw that one, I was like,
yeah.
I was, another thing as well, I was very happy when the man was scoring.
Yeah, same.
Even though, I, like, obviously I was trying to support our team, and but then whenever like I see the man them do well, like I was just gassed, man. I was over the moon.
And I had the same reaction for Drogba's goal as well, because as soon as he scored, I just turned around and busting up. Is it? Yeah, like, I couldn't believe it, bro. I saw him.
You laughing at the one when he walked the ball into the net.
Yeah,
and he ran towards him and started laughing.
Unbelievable. Here's something that the viewers also might not know. Actually, you told them, because you got angry at me once on the pitch, and then I stopped doing it.
Basically, guys.
Yeah.
A charity match, right? We're also trying to have our little highlight reels, and everybody wants to have like their own moment. So on a football pitch, usually people are a bit more greedier than they would be in a normal football match, which makes sense. You're on internet, you wanna show that you can play football, right?
Yeah.
So I remember there was a free kick chance where Eden came to me and told me, look, Chunks, all of that as well, like whispering, and I loved it. So he told me, oh, I'm gonna pass the ball to you, just hit it straight away. I said, yeah, perfect, no problem, I'll do that. So obviously I'm getting ready, and as the free kick's about to be taken, I see Philly kind of approaching me. So I'm thinking in my head, and I looked at Phil's and I went, yo, Philly, move, man. Like, and then he looked at me and goes, what? And I said, bro, why you try hard and let me score?
Yeah.
And then he started laughing and he turned around and started running, innit? So it's like, it's the same as when Philly had the ball at one point and he was just kind of like, move, like, just too close to me, kind of. So it was like, of course, we are trying to play for charity. But the main thing, of course, we're raising
people
money for charity.
People want to be entertained.
But people want to be entertained as well. So you want to have kind of like a cool moment. So like, it's going to be annoying when you're running and someone's like right there next to you at all times. You're like, whoa, like, let me breathe. So Danny Aaron, for example, when I was running. That slide tackle, he tried to take man out like completely. And obviously I ended up landing.
He tried. Huh? He took you
out. Yeah, he took you out.
Bro, but like obviously
he's such a great defender though.
Yeah, no, very good. As I'm running,
when Danny Owens was on my team, I was excited.
Yeah, as I'm running, of course I'm not fast in the slightest. So I'm thinking, man, I'm smiling, laughing, thinking, okay, I know someone's gonna get me, but let me see who it is. So I'm running and I just kind of look peripherals. I see Danny Owens. I'm thinking, I know what Danny's on. Because you know when you could just feel that someone's about to slide tackle and take your whole life away. I'm thinking in my head, how can I avoid getting slide tackled? But then I thought, you know what, let me just get slide tackled, see what happens. I've just felt my whole body going and thought, you know what? This is going to happen, innit? So, boom, I've landed. I don't know where I've landed. I've watched back the match or the highlights after and I saw that I completely flattened his face.
Yeah, it was a skull crush.
He's got a whole... Yeah, skull crush is crazy. Do you know that? I've seen he's got marks all over himself. I said, yeah. Sorry, Danny. It's not my fault.
Yeah.
I would have scored that if you went there next to me. And I scored an offside goal as well.
I did it. Oh, yeah. I felt so sorry for you. Didn't you think at that point, why did Harry and Philly and Sharky not run onto the pitch? You should have just known, bro.
You looked tired.
You're mad, fam.
Yeah.
I would have celebrated with Chunks if he scored, but then I looked to the right and I saw the flag, because remember, at that point, it already happened to Harry. So I said, myth, bro.
That sideline, that the assistant ref, like, really loved his flag at that end, didn't
he? No, he should have allowed it certain
times.
But
didn't they add it at one point? Like, so it went 7-5 on the score on the screen.
So, yeah, what happened was, obviously, I'm not even sure if I want to say this, but each team was allowed to have a penalty, right?
Right.
For the sake of entertainment.
No, I think you can say
For the sake of entertainment.
Same way Abu Fala's one wasn't a penalty.
No, that's what I'm trying to say. So both teams were allowed to have a penalty or have like a pass, right? So Abu Fala's one, of course, that was never going to be a penalty when Harry touched his neck.
Pretty brutal, though.
It was not brutal in the slightest. Brutal. Yeah. So he's dropped, obviously, he's got a penalty. When they told me that both teams are going to have a penalty, I said, cool, I'll take mine, but give it to Speed. Because I want Speed to score, right? I'm not, because obviously I'm 28, bro. I'm not trying to, I play football, you know what I mean? Abu Fala don't really play football. Like, with me, I'm a man kicks ball, so I don't want a charity kind of goal. Like, even though it's a charity match, funny enough, but I don't want a goal to be given to me like that, you know? So they gave it to Abu Fala, I was like, perfect, let him get his goal, it's incredible. Then they gave one, they were meant to give one to us, but no one was dropping in the box because they kept looking at us like, you can, we're like, nah, it's all right. So obviously now when I've scored the offside goal, they thought in their head, cool, we're not going to give him the penalty, but we're going to give him the offside goal. When they said after, it was counted. I said, bro, I've watched back. I'm offside.
Oh, they gave
they gave
goal.
It. But obviously, I've never, you know me, bro. I'm not going to take that. I said, what? Come on, man. Respect me. Like, I'm not going to take an offside goal. So, yeah, that ended up happening. And they ended up saying, yeah, that's a goal. But
great strike, though.
Yeah, it wasn't. You know, on my wallahi, that Arsene Wenger came to me after. He goes, look, it was a great strike. The backlift, you had, like, he goes, there was not much backlift on it. And he goes, it's a great goal, great finish. I was happy with that. That was enough for me. Obviously, it didn't count. But for him to say he liked the technique on it. And another thing as well, I was doing the subs, majority of the substitutions. So I told them before the match and at halftime what subs to make at what time. They gave me too much power generally, because like even at halftime, I realized that they were actually just waiting for me, because Arsene was kind of like, yeah, do what you want. He said, the only thing don't touch my centre backs, which was Harry Panera.
You liked them,
He loved them, bro. He really, so when I had that, I ran and told them, and they were both like, and then Angry Jude went, sit down and say that right now on my camera. What did he say? He's that effeminate. So yeah, basically Arsene Wenger told me not to touch the centre-backs.
Oh, there's a story with Ginge that you wanted to tell me. What was the story?
Oh, Ginge had an absolute stinker, man.
What happened?
So Ginge basically was, he has two phones, right? One for his filming, like when he's doing vlogs and stuff, and obviously one for just having a phone.
Yeah.
So he filmed the vlog on his second phone from Manchester Airport all the way to Qatar, filmed the whole experience.
The toilet, everything.
Everything. Yeah. Like maybe the toilet, because you know like Ginge loves that kind of stuff.
He's on that toilet.
It looks good, man.
He's in the ground right now. He's finishing the game. Fans, obviously, they wanted to take a picture with Ginge, but they can't, so they ended up throwing their phone. You know how they do that sometimes? They'll throw their phone onto the pitch. So Ginge now obviously grabbed the person's phone, has taken a picture of himself, and then threw his phone into the crowd. As he's throwing his phone into the crowd,
no, he hasn't.
I swear to God, bro. He's walking into the change room. He looks at his phone and he sees Arabic. So someone calling him in Arabic, and he goes, "When the F did I start speaking Arabic?" That's what made me cry of laughter. Then he realized that it was not his phone he actually had. It was somebody else's. So he's now gone back to security, given back their phone, and left without his phone. He went back to Manchester.
Oh, what
the hell? He had all his content from the whole experience on that phone and he lost it.
That would have been such a good
But when
good
he told me,
well.
I threw my phone into the crowd, I started crying. I said, why would you do that?
But you threw yours in the crowd?
He did. Angry Ginge.
Oh, I thought you said you threw yours in the crowd.
I would never. Yeah. Angry Ginge threw his phone. I was crying.
Oh, bless him.
What was it like when you skinned Angry Ginge out on the right wing for you?
Are you wet?
Because that was, that mate, that was...
I was going to beat him for pace, but at one point I said to him after the match, I went, you know, you definitely could have slide tackled. And he was like, yeah, mate, but I'm not. You're my mate and it's a charity match. And that was the mentality we all had with the people that we knew before the game.
Well, so what about the moment where you absolutely destroyed H as well then? Was that a mentality thing?
Oh, no, that's just because I knew he was going to press and then, I don't know, like I kind of just
Your
knew he was behind me.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, the Ronaldo chop was working
mental.
Every time.
Yeah.
Do you know what as well? They did the tight angle on you, so it makes the chop look even more severe.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah,
when
yeah.
you got that like tight camera, it makes it look like you're moving at speed.
Yeah, but I feel like...
Talking about speed.
Hold on. Let me land on this one quick. But just so everyone knows, if we knew each other before the game, we would definitely allow each other. The only person that didn't really get the memo was Johnny. And I told Johnny quickly, as soon as you come on, I was like, bro, when you got the ball, just take me on. I'm not going to tackle you. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, bro, like, as much as like people think it's a mad serious match, it's not. Like the more entertainment we do, the more donations we get, the more viral it goes. Do you get what I'm saying? So the whole point of those matches there is that it's like WWE?
Yeah,
it's like WWE. We all know it's fake, but they're just putting on a show for everyone, for the kids. Do you know what I'm saying? So charity matches work the same in that aspect. The only one that isn't like that, though, is the Sidemen charity match. I can't lie.
Yeah, try hard. Everyone's on
it. Yeah, everyone tries really hard there. Mm. It is a little bit difficult to play in that match. I can't lie. But I feel like with this one, no one even actually had a chat about it before, but we all knew. So going back to that Angry Ginge challenge, he definitely could have slide tackled me. Whether he would have kept up with the pace, no.
Made you look good, though.
Yeah, but he definitely could have slide tackled me if he wanted to. But I asked him after the game and he was like, bro, I could have and I didn't want to. Oh. But... Chunks wanted to mention speed.
Yeah, speed.
I can't do it to my brother, man.
To speed?
Yeah, man.
No. Do you know what it is
for
me?
He was genuinely upset, bro.
About what?
What do you mean about what? Him missing that chance? Didn't you see the clip about when Roberto Carlos was bantering him? Didn't you see that clip?
Yeah, I saw it.
Bro. And then after Eden come up to him, I proper rate Eden. You come up to him and he's gone, bro, why are you stressing? You think I missed the open goals as well, some easy-ass chances? Yeah. And he was right in that sense. But I feel like speed puts himself under so much pressure and the world also puts so much pressure onto speed that him missing something which professional footballers would miss, maybe obviously not all the time, because it was quite an easy chance. it was bad though, man.
There are a couple of times where you are sort of going, oh my, this is that moment.
I felt so sorry for him, man.
Obviously, slide tackle and Kaká, which was ridiculous as well.
He was genuinely upset, bro.
Yeah. So the Kaká slide tackle, what's the deal with that? Because that was like...
I'll tell you for free, innit? So speed, obviously done it a couple of years back or a year back, whenever it was, when he did it against KSI, right?
Yeah.
Everyone on the internet, not idolized, but obviously kind of rated him for it. Oh, amazing. It's hilarious. It's content. Bearing in mind that KSI is a YouTuber, Speed's a YouTuber or streamer, whatever. So it's kind of like fair ground. It's understandable. It's funny. Yeah. Kaká, Ricardo Kaká is a Ballon d'Or winner, a Brazilian legend, a legend of the sport in general, like a footballer idol, yeah, right? Prone to injury, of course. Had a lot of injuries in his career. And just a legend, like I said. So there's a time and place when to do those little funny tackles and slide tackles. Of course, if Kaká's foot was planted, it would have been a bad day. But obviously, speed, he's 19 years old, he's 80, he's a kid, you know what I mean? So he doesn't actually put it into his mind that they're going to hate me for this, you know?
Bro, 19 is definitely not a kid, though. I hear you're trying to defend,
compared
bro.
To man, 28, bro.
Yeah, but 19 is not a kid.
I'd say it is. You're still very young, bro. Like, you're not, you don't have your...
Think about what you were, what were you like? I mean, what were you like?
Well, I had older friends. Like, when I was 19, some of my friends were like 30 and that, so.
Obviously, I'm not making excuses for speed, but I'm saying the plus, at the end of the day, he said that as well. He came to me after, because as soon as he did that Saturday, I went up to my pitch. I said, yo, don't do that. And he goes, cool. So then he spoke to Kaká after, apparently, and Kaká said, it's all good. So at the end of the day, if it's calm between them two, then
why does the world care?
Everyone should be okay with it. But of course, shouldn't have done that.
Should not have done that.
It was a horrible tackle, and that really could have gone left. So, I didn't really understand that tackle. I think he thought it was going to be funny because he just got praised for it a couple of years back or a year back. So in his head, he thought, it's going to be the same thing. But then realised that it's really not, you know what I mean?
When he's like mid-30s, he'll look back on that and go, wow, what the hell was I doing? I have lived a life. Do you know? Yeah. Even the misses, like, he'll be like, wow, it's mad that I could miss something and people still
love
me.
Or maybe you don't really understand the level of icon that Kaká is. Remember, he's just Ronaldo. So
the man that just learned football 2 years ago, bro.
Yeah, so maybe he genuinely don't know who the hell Kaká is.
I don't think he does.
Yeah.
And but he'll look back and think, wow, what a wild time. Like, he'll be able to tell his kids, like,
and
I'm,
also,
I did this,
speed was
I did
very
that.
Injured. He had a bone bruise.
I don't know how he was running so fast,
wasn't
bro.
Even meant to come on the pitch.
What?
Like, yeah, so basically he did a backflip.
I'll insert for the audio listeners, I genuinely do recommend you come over and watch the podcast on here. I'm going to put up a picture of what Speed sent me when he went to the hospital, both of his knees.
Yeah, so then basically he got injured. I think he tried to do a backflip and landed wrong the day before his flight or something, which of course Speed would do something like that.
Oh, I definitely made that up. He didn't send me one.
Had a bone bruise. No. I know what you mean because we saw the picture, but it was on someone's phone.
Oh, I thought it was mine.
Yeah. So he had a bone bruise and his left knee was like much bigger than his right. So he wasn't even meant to play. He landed in Qatar. He was on a wheelchair and stuff and said, they said that he's most likely not going to play. He did an MRI scan that same night. Then they realized it was a bone bruise. It was not MCL or ACL. And they said that they could potentially get him to be an assistant manager to Wenger. They took the blood out, injections, all of that stuff. Like, they took loads of blood out, and then he ended up saying, "Yeah, I'm playing." But like, based off the results of the MRI, he was not meant to play. The doctor told him not to play.
Why? He looks fine though.
But
that guy is fast.
It's called speed for a reason, isn't it? He's really, really fast.
I show you now.
Yeah. So
that's my brother. Needs to fix the touch.
But I think he said he's retired now. I tried to speak to him after and said, "Do you want to play in another charity match?" He said he's retired. So, but I think he's doing a Messi when Messi always says he was retired from Argentina and then comes back in the next competition. So. I think we'll be seeing speed in another one.
Imagine being, even if he hadn't played, being assistant to Arsene Wenger. Like, just getting the chance to assist Arsene Wenger is wild.
Yeah. But then even some people were even annoyed about the fact the way he would speak to Arsene, because obviously Arsene's football royalty, and he was just there like talking to him like he's a normal guy, you know?
I love that, though.
Do you know what it is for me?
Yeah, I love that to a certain extent as well, though. But no, do you know what? Why is that?
No, it's because of the way, like, you know, the way.
I didn't watch it. Was he disrespectful?
No, I wouldn't say disrespectful.
Oh, then that's fine.
I wouldn't
say
disrespectful. The clips I've seen anyway, but he's just like, he's a different breed, man. Like, you know, the UK, people from the UK that watch football, they understand what kind of level Arsene Wenger's at, Kaká's, Drogba's. And he goes, he asks Drogba, he goes, "You Pogba's dead?" It's like, what are you doing, bro?
No, don't make that up. He didn't say that.
I swear to God, he asked Drogba, "You Pogba's dead?" And then Drogba goes, "I'm the original." He goes, "Chill out.
You Park was there."
Well, I'm going to show you the clip, bro. I said, "What the hell?" Like, he just asked some wild questions. You know what I mean? But fair play to him. And he even said to Eden Hazard, "I'm left wing." And Eden said, "No, I'm left wing." He's like, "I'm left wing." Like, bro, are you arguing? he does the unruly shit. So fair play to speed.
Imagine Eden Hazard comes over to you, though, before the game and says that I show speed and I'm playing left wing. And you don't know football. You're just like, who's this guy?
Bro, you know, but luckily these guys all know him.
Yeah, no, but the other way around, he doesn't know them. That's what's hilarious.
Part of me likes that, though. Like, he's unapologetically himself. Like, he doesn't let somebody's status or what they've done make him have a different opinion. So, as long as he's not disrespectful, I think that's where the line crosses, when you're disrespectful to someone. But you telling him that you want to play left wing, I think I rate that.
Imagine, though, you guys had to go to the States and play, like, American football. You'd be like, oh, you'd be lost.
I'd also do research before I come in. And it's like... Bro, like, it's a complete different age gap. Like, it's the way we approach people is completely different. Mm-hmm. Speed because of how he is, you know? That. And he's in a position he's in because of the fact that he's so, unruly and just himself. So respect to Speed for what he's accomplished, of course. And this is the reason why he is who he is, because he does what he wants.
Who surprised you skill-wise or like just in any way? Because you had that training session before and everyone got to see each other play and stuff. Was there anyone who you were like, wow, that guy's actually pretty good?
No, I think genuinely for me, all the influencers were mid.
Really?
Yeah, apart from...
You reckon?
Yeah. Let me land. Apart from the Japanese you and his team. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. That Japanese you, Harry Pinero, obviously Sharks we know can kick.
Ginger was a good defender.
Oh yeah, but we already know Ginger.
Dogden? Extatino for me was absolutely solid. I think for my team, solid. AJ did all right, cameo. I'd rather him now.
AJ... I think he touched the ball about three times.
No, but he stopped Kaká. That's all I care. You know me, if you remember this kind of stuff.
I think Johnny was on the pitch 10 minutes.
No, Johnny, that's the thing. Johnny's a good... Morale. Good
And then H, 5 minutes.
From Manchester, good guy. Yeah. Tion Wayne, strong. No. Strong.
God bless Tion Wayne.
No, you know what it is? Tion came for the weather. Yeah, Tion came for the weather. Very nice guy, though. Very, yeah.
Lovely.
No,
lovely. He was calling... I forgot to say his name. Abofola, he was calling him Abolofa. He was like, yeah, it's a Nigerian name. He was like, Abolofa. I was dying. But yeah, I feel like the majority of influencers were mid. Like, Trunks didn't even have a good game, bro.
No, definitely not.
Did you?
I sprayed the ball like 3 or 4 times and that's it.
Can I just say, I genuinely think that you were the best influencer in the game.
Yeah.
No, it was Harry Pinero.
No, so Harry
Pinero, the guy that could see the penny and score it on goal.
What?
Forget
Harry
that
Pinero was brilliant, fam.
For his age, he was good.
For his age.
For 74, solid.
Yeah.
But bro, I had to make a little compilation of all of your best moments.
Yeah.
I was stopping way more often than I thought I would. And the moments that you had, that pass to Kaká is like threaded. Yeah. And the little ding.
Yeah, threaded. And the man said, threaded. I can't lie, the passes were very solid.
That dink, replay they get of it. They showed the replay more than the goal.
The weight on the dink for me was mental.
Yeah, the weight was perfect.
If you gave me that pass like 10 times, I'll get that right twice maybe. You know what I mean? First time, boom, bounces to you, and it's the pressure of you getting the ball from Dids, his brethren Dids, of course.
Kaká part of that move as well.
No, it's not right. I can't lie to you. You've got like a... And now his DP on WhatsApp is actually a picture.
Kaká and Chuck. I changed it back though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I changed it back.
Oh, so yes, I started dying.
Brody was dying as well.
I see my background though. Yeah, I loved it. Me holding the trophy. But you know what I'm trying to say?
Where did
you guys can see my background. Yeah, it's completely changed. And I died because some of the supporters were on my Snapchat saying, bro, it's not the World Cup, man, relax. I said, you know what, fair enough, because I was losing my head.
Speaking of pictures, I finally got a picture of Pimpon as well. I won't show it now, though. I'll show it in the next episode of the podcast.
Wow.
What?
You got a picture of who?
Pimpon.
Why you got a picture of her?
Because my mom said, show the world how beautiful our dog is.
That's it.
Wow. Yeah.
She's sick of the slander that people...
Yeah, she genuinely said.
I can't lie, I spoke to her in the lounge on that day. She's just very tired of it now.
What did she say?
She's tired of it, man. She said that this is my dog, it's beautiful. Like, you guys need to stop talking about it. I said, no problem. Apologized. And that's why I'm going to stop talking about it.
Yeah, but then today she sent me a picture. I'll show you now, but for the audio listeners, I'm about to show Chunks a picture of Pimpon, what he looks like now. But you make sure you tune into the next episode so you can see what he looks like. Look at him. He's halfway there, bro. He's gone.
Nah, he's good. His ears still pointing upwards. He's happy, man. Is that Christmas
jumper?
Look at
his face. That's a face.
Christmas jumper in Feb.
Yeah, but that's nice. A face of I'm suffering.
Yeah, I'm off soon. I didn't say that, man. It's a joke. Like, come on, guys, man. But I said, look at that's your people's. Anyway, next up, talking about Brazil.
Oh, amazing.
So, because Speed, we're talking about Speed so much, we might as well transition this onto you and Speed in Brazil. I saw a stream of you guys enjoying yourselves up there.
Yeah.
On date with two lovely ladies. How are they?
Yeah, that was random as well, by the way. For the people that think that me and Speed planned that, we didn't. I happened to be in Brazil. If you watched the podcast, you would have seen that.
Yeah,
I had a mad spontaneous feeling to go to the Brazil carnival, and I went. And then I had loads of DMs. One of them was also from Chunks, and it was like, I link up with Speed. And I was like, huh, link up with Speed? And then when Speed met me, he said that everybody was messaging him to come and meet me. So that was it. We went up, we linked up, went on a date with two Lengtings. And yeah, my one was fire.
My one. How do you do like the? It's like Starsky and Hutch. But like, how do you meet women like that?
Obviously you're trying to say you just seen these two Johns.
What, you're just walking
I
down
think
the street?
They were on social media. On social media, so they probably reached out to
like, are they famous too?
Speed knew his one, and then she brought her brethren, and her brethren happened to be a good one, and that's it.
Was there a language barrier or was it like...
Yeah, no, she...
you know.
She speaks English quite well. Where are you from again? She was Italian and Indian. And funnily enough, she... I live... This is my building. I've gone, Ra, where do you live? She's gone, yeah, I live in... da-da-da-da-da. And I've gone, oh my God, no way. So my building's here, building's here. Where's the chances of that, bro? That's crazy, isn't it? But yeah, she was a lovely girl. My thing was just, I just wanted to make sure these girls were comfortable. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I know how speed can be. I know how people want me to be when there's girls around, on, especially if I'm doing content. But then my thing was just, yeah, I just need to make sure you're comfortable. So there were certain times that speed would go off walking and I was like, perfect. Yo, you look cool. Is everyone blessed? You get what I'm saying? Like, what's the do's, what's the don'ts? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to make feel no one feel uncomfortable for content, because it's different when we film like content that's not live, because we can easily go, yo, we're going to take this out. Did you see her face after I said that? Do you get what I'm saying? But it's live. And I don't, yeah. I've got sisters, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I've, as much as I have done and probably will carry on doing wild things with content with girls, like, yeah, I sometimes I think, right, if it was my little sister doing the content, would I want someone to say that? And the answer is probably no, half of the times and half of the shit that I said. So yeah, I was very cautious of like how we came across and what we did. You know what I mean?
But what was the setup on that night? Were you like on a date? Or like,
yeah, it was like a Valentine's day. It was on Valentine's, you know what I mean? So yeah, it was actually quite nice because I would have been alone in a hotel room. Actually, I would have been in a party somewhere. But my favorite time of linking up with Speed was when we went to the favela and it was sketchy as
fuck. Yeah, because you said, I remember when I said to Philly, we were talking on the phone one day and I was like, he goes, yeah, Shams, the boy that he was with, the guy on social media, he goes, he wants to go to favelas. I'm never going to go. So I was like, yeah, don't go to favelas. I just see, I show Speed live in the favelas. And I see there Philly there dancing. I said, what are you, what's happening? I thought you weren't going to go to the favelas.
It was amazing though. It was amazing. It genuinely, genuinely was. We was very smart on that trip as well. Like, we went to Next prior. We're not going to be wearing no Dior, no LV. And the good thing about it is that a lot of the people in Brazil are black and they look like me.
Right.
So a lot of people thought I was a local when I wasn't with Speed. But yeah, in the favela, it was amazing. The last 10 minutes, though, sketchy, really, really sketchy. We all felt very, very uncomfortable. Loads of people looking at us. Like, what you lot didn't see in the stream is that we was here partying. I'm just signaling with my hands, audio listeners, like where we was. So we was like in the center partying, but there was people on the left-hand side that the camera didn't pick up that were just stood there bunning zoots and looking like this with mad evil eye.
Like that.
Sketchy, bro. And then out of nowhere, loads of, again, the stream didn't catch this. Out of nowhere, loads of motorbikes have pulled up and then they've told Speed to get on the back. Now, Speed is such a lovely human being that sometimes he doesn't know how to say to people, yo, I feel uncomfortable or I don't want to do that. Genuinely, I've witnessed it. I spent like a week with a guy. Do you get what I'm saying? He's got such a good heart. So I quickly said to him, no, you're not getting on that bike. Made sure I told all these other boys what was going on because he went with like five or six of his friends. And made sure I told them what was going on. And then it was like, yo, you're not getting on that bike. Furthermore, we out. Do you get what I'm saying? And then, yeah, the motorbike guys started following us still. And then when we was even on the bus going back, someone even put out the shout like, yo, check if they're following us. Like, bro, we was scared, bro. You got to remember, like, as much as we are with someone that is governed in the city or in the favela, should I say, you think that matters, fam?
Yeah.
But then again, when I looked at it in hindsight, the most they could have taken was a couple iPhones and a camera. I still would have gone happy.
Yeah,
do you get what I'm saying?
Still, just to hurt, man, for no reason.
No, I don't think they would have hurt us for no reason. Like, what does someone gain out of
you
hurt?
You think you speak Portuguese?
No.
Yeah, well, there you go. You'll never know.
What's the food situation?
Unreal. Carne suá, crazy. Crazy.
I know that is.
I have no idea.
It's beef. Yeah, carne is
carne
beef.
Is, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Carne suá. So yeah, it's just like stewed beef. Oh my God.
What about that drink that you got about 73 times?
Caprihina. What's it called?
Yeah, it's Caprihina, isn't it?
Yeah, Caprihina. Amazing. Yeah, I was on those. The passion fruit ones go off. Bro, yeah, I was on the bottle every day.
Every day, man's there topless. And now Philly's even got a belly now. got a small belly on
it. Bad, you know. It's all the juice. I got a little gut on me. I'm gutting.
What? Even
you
after
gutted?
Qatar?
Yeah, look, I'm gutting. Are
you gutted?
Yeah.
Like, you got to remember, to some people, this ain't mad, but only because I know what I looked like before. Like, now, this is me tensing. There's no abs there. Look.
You used to be abbed off.
Yeah, nah, not abbed off, but if I text hard enough, close enough to doing the shit, you tease some abs.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Now, Caprina.
Don't exist.
Caprina.
I need to get back in the gym, man.
Mm. Yeah, now just had a Caprina in there.
Yeah.
But all right, cool. Let's talk about feeling like I'm on the way. All right, cool. You got a remix out with H.
Ladies and gentlemen, can we just put our hands together and give a round of applause for H, please?
Oh. Excellent.
Because here's a fact. Here's a fact. I was 52 in the charts, and then when H jumped on, he helped me sell 9,500 certain more. And that is the only reason I made top 40. So without H, I wouldn't have got a top 40 single.
Wow.
That's an actual fact.
So you got top 40, yeah?
Yeah.
Well done, brother. Congratulations. You, bro. Round of applause.
That's good. That's
excellent. And they say once you're top 40, that goes up. And I know what I charge now for a performance, so fuck me. So. And then off that single, I got booked to perform in Amsterdam, supporting act of Jacquees. Do you know how mad that is?
Wow. Sprites for the whole team.
No, do you know how mad that is?
You know, look, every time it's on the broad, flights for the whole team. He's always trying to shove himself in there.
He's been dying to get away with a madam.
Every time. No, I get the
next,
call.
You know what? He's never come once.
No, next Qatar trip, I already told him.
We've got to bring him.
Guaranteed.
Sharky took the whole crew.
Yeah.
Wow, look at him coming, little one.
But you know what I did love about that? I thought the commentary on all of the moments was excellent commentary.
No, Lius, but you know what? We did mess up though.
Why?
We definitely should have taken. No, forget all that. We should have definitely taken a Chunks and Philly production and just done little things like little TikToks, how SDS did. It's only when I was in bed last night, I was like, do you know what? We messed up.
So what Seb's we're going to do is we're going to apologise to the Chunks of Philly show, the people behind the scenes.
Yeah.
We've got Seb there.
Basically just Lara
dying
Lawrence.
To come out there as well.
Lara Seb. Lawrence and Seb.
Yeah,
Lara
yeah.
in Brazil. Can you imagine? Lara's your translator. She's your fixer. See, moving through the streets.
She understands Portuguese.
Yeah. She doesn't speak Portuguese.
She's Brazilian.
I'm a father. I'm a tukoaj.
Tudo bem.
Tudo bem.
Oh, yeah.
She's laughing in Brazilian.
Obrigado.
Obrigado.
I also want to shout out the SDS family. Abs and Lias did absolutely excellent on commentary. Generally want to say well done, guys. You guys absolutely smashed it.
Lias in particular, I thought, was like, I was like, wow, this guy could do TV.
I'm telling you. And, however, and though, Fuizzi as well.
Fuizzi,
the coin toss, absolutely excellent. Before the match, he asked me, he goes, yo, where have you wanted to go? Well, I was going there. And I said, cool. I voiced him now. I said, yo, Tails, he done a throw, yeah? And it landed on Tails. He looked at me like this. I started...
He didn't wink though.
I'm alive. Ask him. He knew what he brilliant. Was doing. Guess what? I found out that when it got tails, I only get to pick the side. I don't start with the ball. So I was like, this is shit.
Going back to Lias and Abs though, Lias wouldn't have been good with Abs and Abs wouldn't have been good without... Sorry.
Yeah,
they both
that,
wouldn't
yeah.
have been good without each other. Why? Lias adds technical...
knowledge. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Stuff and about
you know,
the game.
The day
but
before
then
the
Abs
game.
Is like, oh, and it's a goal. And
before the game, they had pages and pages of research. And I was helping them with the research, like to show them what was right and what was wrong. But they were taking that shit serious, man. And I really got closer with the boys as well. Like, man, those are the people
same.
That I was with until 7 a.m. That's another thing I loved about the trip, that unity. That so we had a group chat in there that everyone was having fun in, just talking rubbish. And
Oz, my guy.
Yeah?
Oz, my guy.
Oh, yeah. See, that's my boy. That, yeah, of course. That I brought on a trip with us. So it's like, we all got closer as well, man.
I love that. And I did think the commentary was exceptional. And your two anchors.
Anchors?
Yeah.
Darkest and Nella.
Darkest and Nella.
Oh, anchors.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. Like, bro, Darkest was another guy that was very nervous before the match because he's never done something like this before.
You couldn't
he doesn't know much about football.
Sorry? You couldn't tell. There like, he was genuinely
they threw him in the deep ends. And not in a sense that they done him dirty, but they just had so much faith in him that he's a goat at what he does. You didn't get, and Nella as well, by the way, because they didn't
together. Yeah, but Nella's been.
But they didn't get no direction, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you could tell they were, like, they just looked so relaxed.
Yeah, like, obviously they knew that they had to do interviews at certain points and they'll be like, okay, someone's coming in now. But in terms of what to say, when to say it, and how to say it, that was just all them off the dome, like.
He looked like he should be doing, like, some sort of NFL broadcast.
And I'm so know, happy he got married. Did you see his outfits?
Yeah.
Very I was sat good. Down with him. He was sat down with his wife, and I said to him, I said, bro, you see the way you're starting to dress? It's amazing. And I had a feeling it was his wife, but I didn't want to say it. And then he's going, bro, I can't lie. It's not me. It's all the missus. And I was like, yeah, bro. Like some. And you know what was bare cute? They would match every day.
Wow.
So like if she wore like a little multicolored dress and it had some lime green in it, just know his top was multicolored with lime green in it. It was sick.
Yeah. Oh, even that, I got to spend married. More time with him and his wife as well. Yeah. I didn't know his wife much. Like much.
Anwali's wife as well.
Yeah,
connected
all
with
my
her.
Boys, Ibra's wife.
Ibra's like, wife.
All my boys came out there, man. It was proper good, bro. I'll be honest with you.
What's it like hanging out with Sharky off camera? Because he's kind of, he always takes really cute pics. Does that take him a long time, or is that sort
No, he's just laying on demand.
Yeah.
I love him about it. So it's a thing where that fourth pick, the third, the first two, I look at him, I'm like, there you
done.
Go. It's done, bro. Yeah.
He's a handsome guy, man.
Yeah, like, we need to make sure the angle's right, the lighting's right, the outfit's right. For even Philly, like for him, a like, couple pictures, he's got it.
Yeah. He's lying though. Chunk says that, Kai, he knows he's laying, he just wants you lot to go, nah, Chunk, you look good, man.
No, like, I couldn't care less. I'm just playing games with you. But in terms of like, yeah, Sharky off camera, man. He's Sharky as well. Shout out to Sharky. He's the one that brought the SDS boys along with him. So yeah.
Amazing.
He has that mentality of like, I want to bring
which is
my
what
boys
we should have done with the Johnson.
No, but imagine rolling with like 9 people to another place and that just being normal.
That's Sharks.
He had everyone.
Bare good hearts, man.
Yeah.
And Sharky also like me bring, oh, this is a nice story. He also bring his, when he found out I was bringing my mom, he bring his mom and he also bring his sister. And then our moms ended up connecting. They exchanged numbers. They're going to meet up soon and that.
Is it?
Yeah, bro.
They're going to meet up soon and that, bro. Like I was just thinking, wow, this is so nice. Because throughout the years, me and Sharky have grown a lot closer. And then the fact that our moms really liked each other and connected. But my mom's good like that. She got close with Speed's mom as well at the side of the charity.
But my mom, I tried to invite my mom. She said no. My mom don't like these kind of trips. The only way I can get my mom on a flight is if it's to Somaliland.
Oh, I wish she'd come. And I wish Darkest mom would have come. It would have been my perfect situation. Darkest mom probably would have came. All my favourite mums.
Does your mum get nervous when she watches you do stuff?
Nah, she doesn't.
Like, my mum's the opposite. Yeah, I'm like, mum, it's a charity game. She goes, no, you better score. Like, my mum's that one.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I grew up playing football from when I was 8 and everyone knows I'm good. And everyone knows I'm good, so. Yeah, she just wanted me to score and I was like, I hear all that, mum, but I couldn't care less. As long as you raise money, sweet.
That's cool.
Know what I mean?
I can't imagine.
Would you be playing in another one?
What?
Would you play in the next one?
We both know when the next one is. Why are you trying to go on?
Only 15.
Because it's for people that are thinking at home, is it? Oh, well, there's another one, guys.
Yeah, there's another one.
but let me know, influencers that I'm proper tight with or footballers that watch this.
Yeah, if you'd like to play,
yeah. See, man, because I'm going to pick some of you because some of you aren't going to get picked. But some of you are.
Wait, oh my God. Everyone, please put your hands together and give Chunks a round of applause. I'll tell you why in a sec.
Excellent. That's amazing.
Apart from the professional players, Chunks is the reason that everyone went.
Oh, yeah.
Chunks picked everyone. That's just something that you lot might not know at home. Yeah, he picked absolutely everyone. All the influencers are the reason that... Chunks is the reason that they all went. So, yeah, without Chunks, literally match for hope. Obviously, there's loads of names. There's Abdullah, there's Kasim, there's Ilyas as well. Ilyas done a good role.
Good role.
Chunks, Abu Fala, there's loads of names.
Johnny Kerry,
Fares, can't forget Fares.
Yes.
Yeah, there's loads of names.
Can't forget the Sheikh.
There's loads of names, bro.
Did Johnny Kerry ever put a shirt on while he was out there? Because every frame I saw him in, he was topless.
Yeah, he loves it.
Yeah.
That's my birthday in Qatar.
Yeah.
And on the beach, that was one of my favorite days as well.
Was that with the big swords?
Yeah. That was still on his birthday, yeah.
That looked amazing.
And that was the day that we kind of just ushered off and went to Rolex and that's when he bought his watch. Yeah. It was a very good day that day, man.
Yeah, very, very good day. And if you want to see more about that day, then all you need to do is go on youtube.com/Philly Extra so you can see my vlog.
Oh, you got a vlog?
Yeah.
Oh, already?
Well, it'll be out by the time this comes out.
You sure? Wow.
Yeah, 100,000,000%. It's coming out today.
Seb is on it.
Wow, yeah. I can't wait to watch that, you know, because I'm about to saw a camera in your blood clot a couple of times.
Do you ever think, like, did you record a lot of that? Do you have someone recording it?
Do you know what? To be honest, you see, like, when there's moments like that for me, such special memories that I can create of my friends, I couldn't give a damn about a camera and a vlog.
I'm the same.
If it wasn't for Seb, I wouldn't even have thought of doing a vlog. Do you get what I'm saying? But yeah, I just don't care, bro. I just, like, want to take in the moment. I'm there with my mum and my sister. Like, do you know what I mean? So the vlog's not super long, as if you've watched it already. You know it wasn't super long, but that's just because I didn't want to make it super long. I just wanted to live in a moment and really appreciate where I was at, who I was with, and just embrace it all, you know?
Mm.
Like Brazil as well, like Seb was like, oh yeah, vlog that. And I was like, well, nah, I don't really want to. My first time in Brazil, I'm here for carnival. Do you know what I mean?
How like, the actual carnival?
Yeah.
Dangerous. And to be honest, I didn't enjoy it.
Oh.
Yeah. I want to go back. I enjoyed Brazil. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed going to like a bar, having a drink, but I didn't enjoy the actual carnivals. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. How did you communicate with the females, or the girls, with the women?
English. They love English people.
Oh, just gyrating.
Yeah, they call them gringos, innit? So the second they know you're a gringo, what? You're in the money.
But then you're not really a gringo. You're a Colombian gringo.
Yeah, one man's culture about Brazil though, yeah? You see, I don't know if it's like this every time, but you see during the carnival, you see if you have eye contact with the opposite sex, or depending whatever you're into. But if you have eye contact with someone for more than 5 seconds and you lick your lips, you know you can kiss them on demand. No. But
you can kiss them or they'll come over and sort of...
It doesn't like matter whether she comes to you or you go to her. You're going to kiss.
And did you learn this firsthand or is this like no, a rule no, no, no.
I'm not, on lips to no one. I'm hearing STDs are real over there. Do you get what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
No, what? My little sister texts me because she knows what I'm on. She's got, I'm just letting you know, it's got one of the highest percentages for the H word.
Yeah.
Man, you get what I'm saying? I went on none of that. If anything, that fucked me up because I would have lipsed.
Right.
Like, I'm on all that. I'll lips you on first meet.
But you're trying to look away and sort of make no eye contact with people.
Nah, I'm on it. I'm watching. I'm like, right, he's got his whole tongue down her throat. Like, I was really watching. But yeah, like, I thought that was sick. Like, if it didn't have so much H out there, I probably would have done it.
Straight in.
Do you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I'm hearing this H stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being serious. You know, this is a fact. Go on Google, bro.
H stuff.
It's got bare
what,
H out
the
there.
I?
Yeah.
Or the H I?
Yeah. No, no, up. Yeah, bro, I'm hearing there's bare of that out there. When my little sister texted me the message and then showed me the statistics,
peas, yeah.
I said, yo.
Panium.
But I'm glad she told me, because I would have been...
yeah, just apps off. Came to you and just... all mutilated and, yeah, save my brother.
But, yeah, so that was something I found quite wild about Brazil, that you can kiss anyone on demand. If you watched Speed Stream, you would have seen it as well, that a woman wanted to kiss him while he was out there.
And he whined that guy as well. That was a bit freaky, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's mad. I had to cut that. And then what else about Brazil? I witnessed more than 5 people get pickpocketed, but I was smart. So what I done is I had a fanny pack, but I would tuck my fanny pack into my shorts.
Smart.
So it looks like I've got nothing.
But you're packing.
Huh?
You're packing.
No, because the fanny pack was super flat. I only had my phone in there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there was one incident where someone tried to pickpocket me and I've grabbed their hand like that.
Ooh,
and
nice.
I looked back like that and I said, nah, not me, brother.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's dangerous.
When you swing through.
I witnessed one guy get pickpocketed. This brother was cold the way he did it, yeah. I could have easily snaked, but I could now go, oh yeah, it was him, and then look me.
90.
You get what I'm saying?
See?
But there was one brother, he took the phone out his pocket, and then the gringo, the foreigner, the white guy, he clocked, and he's gone, hey, like, grabbed his hand, like, to say, whoa, what have you taken from me? And then a Brazilian guy thought smart and quick.
Passed his brethren.
No, forget that. He was deeper. Right. He took out his phone, put the pin in and showed the lock screen. Look, my kids, meet the telefono, meet the telefono. So he's making it seem like, what are you bugging, bro? This is my phone. Before he's turned around, the gringo now's chilled back in his spot with his wife and he's chilling again. I remember I'm witnessing it. Ooh,
the whole thing, yeah.
5 seconds later, he's gone, tried to look for him. He's scrambling, trying to look for the guy. The guy was gone. I could not stop laughing. I shouldn't have laughed at those things.
But
the way he done it was brilliant. If I was a pickpocket, I'd do it like that.
Pickpocketer, was that another thing again?
Pickpocket?
No, remember that.
Is that a meme? TikTok?
Yeah, that meme. You've never seen it.
What?
Pickpocket. Never mind, man. Okay. It was in Italy. It was a funny thing.
And so, when you're over there, what's the vibe of the actual carnival like? Like, is it good vibes?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's very, very, very good. I can't lie. Loads of. Nah, you know. There wasn't even a lot of tourists. It was more Brazilians out there than anything, which I liked. I'm not one of those people that like going on holiday.
And seeing
it's like elephants. When you go to Dubai, bro. You go into a club in Dubai and it's half of Manchester, Liverpool and London in there. Like, gets a bit annoying. So it was nice that everyone was Brazilian. It upset me a little bit in a sense that they didn't play enough funk. What I love about Brazil is the funk. And they didn't really play that a lot. It was...
What's funk?
Boom, boom, ta, boom, boom. Boom, 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 da. Boom, 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 da. All of that, do you get what I'm saying?
So what was it more like?
Couple samba rhythms.
Right.
And like our version of Wonderwall, like whatever theirs is.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they were singing songs that they all know and sing along to, and I'm just like, this is dead, fam.
Yeah, yeah.
So we ended up going to like Afrobeat ones and stuff like that. It just felt like I was in the ends again, just around Brazilians. Do you get what I'm saying? But yeah, it was all right. It was all right. Like I said, I wouldn't go back
were
to
you
another
clock there?
No.
Is it?
Do you like it?
Yes.
You know what? We haven't touched the Brazilian market because that man there speak Portuguese and they only watch Brazilian.
What? Speed's thing, though, was mental.
Is it? Because he goes there loads, though.
Speed's one was mental.
Wasn't that the third time he's been there?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's been there a couple of times.
He's got... I don't know if I can say that, actually. But he made loads of good music out there. No, like, good music.
I saw you in the studio.
I was genuinely shocked when I heard some of Speed's new songs.
Did you want to do a little... you know.
No, if you ask me, but I'm not one of those man to go, yo, let me jump on your tune. Right. Like, I'm not that guy. Like, my thing's moving, 33 in charts. So it's not like.
How much streams is it on, by the way?
I think nearly 20 million, you know. So it's not like I need. Know what I mean? Had he asked me, I would have jumped on that. Yeah, 90 mil, look. Had he asked me, I would have done it. Do you get what I'm saying? But no, like, I've gone for your session. I'm not now going to egg up myself and go, yo, let me jump on Mike. You get what I'm saying?
I hear that.
That is kind of wild.
He's got
though.
Very, very good music coming out. Seriously, I can say that with Chest. He's got one in particular with a massive Brazilian. Oh my God. Bro, genuinely, you'll like it. Like, he's actually taking it serious.
Music
and he's mad talented, you know? Like, I remember you heard this. No, he's actually mad talented, bro. I couldn't believe what I witnessed. We went into the studio, yeah? And then obviously everyone's taken advantage of Speed being there. So loads of artists are turning up. Loads of other DJs and producers, and they're all playing him his songs. And there was one he really liked. He was like, yo, let me do a verse on this. I'm so bad at doing accents.
Yeah.
He done the verse, he freestyled the whole thing, and I genuinely enjoyed it. It was hard.
And he tried to speak in Brazilian?
No, it was just English, but he freestyled the whole thing.
Portuguese, sorry. Oh, English, okay.
Bro, he freestyled the whole joint. I was like, wow, like, as a man that does music, I know how hard freestyling is.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that. So the fact that you've just jumped on mic, bro, he heard the beat once. He knew when the beat changed, when's to change his flow. I said, nah, this brother's, he's talented. You ain't got to like it, his music, but you've got to respect it based on me witnessing how he works. Do you get what I'm saying?
That's amazing.
Very, 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 very talented guy. Seriously.
Is there ever a down moment when you were with him? Or was it always on?
What do you mean down?
Well, you know, like a sort of a moment where it's not off. On. Yeah.
Oh, when we're having dinner, innit?
Yeah.
Like, what? Is he going to be barking at the dinner table?
To be fair, I remember when I filmed that video with him, he was 24. He was on. Like, to the point we were in Harrods, we were just walking and that, and then he saw, like, a couple guys just walking past and he just screamed. And they both... And then he started laughing.
Yeah, but that's like...
And he's not on camera, by the way. It's like, it's off camera. So it's like, he's always just on 24s.
But yeah, he's definitely the same person on camera than he is off. But he's also a human being, which is what some people can... get confused sometimes.
How many people have you been away with, by the way? You've been away with, like, you went to Italy with Michael?
Yeah.
Michael, he's been with Johnny Carey, Grace, Nella, Harry Panera, me, Darkest, Sharky, I'm pretty sure I've been with Sharky, Qatar. He's done
You're a good little travel partner is what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, people like to go
who's
away
your,
with
who's
you.
Your favourite travel partner?
Shams.
Yes, I knew it was Shams.
Michael talks a lot about Milan.
Yeah, he would do. You know what I mean? Like... But yeah, Shams is my guy still. He's willing to do whatever. We don't think about, like, sometimes it's...
I can tell that he's trying to figure out how to say it.
Yeah, just
don't say
it.
Anyway, guys, I think we're going to wrap up that pod right there. Qatar was absolutely incredible.
Amazing.
My fucking fingers. That hurt.
Sorry.
It's okay.
That was mad genuine. Yeah, me too.
And also, I just want to say thank you so much to Philly for bringing in the gifts. He's got, obviously, the Rolex, the picture of us, and most importantly, the Snickers.
Yeah.
So I just want to say thank you so much.
I also want to give a massive shout out to Q-Life. Thank you to Kasim. Thank you to Abdullah. Thank you for making my mum feel so welcome and my sister feel so welcome and comfortable. Farrah's as well. How dare I? And there's so many other names. There's so many people that introduced themselves to me and let me know what kind of role they played.
I also got made a bisht. You know what Messi wore in the final of the Qatar when they gave it to him? The guy that made Messi's one made me a bisht. I swear to God.
Why didn't you lead with... That's like huge.
I know, like, I forgot. What? Bro, do you know me? I forget
There was so things. Much that happened.
There's so much that happened, bro. Like, we met... I met Motaz, the guy that was on the front line in Palestine, the journalist.
Wow.
Motaz, I met him. And Miskinka, like, felt so bad for him. He's 23, you know? Mm. He's a kid. You could see it was just flushed out his face. Like, he's really seen stuff. So obviously I tried to speak to him and then I realized that let me not actually take too much of his time. So I met him and it was a very honorable experience to meeting him, bro. Like, so we did a lot of like cool shit, man. Met a lot of refugees that came in from Gaza the week before that escaped and they wanted to meet me, which was wild because I didn't even know people watched that out there. Bro, it was like, it was a great trip, man. One of my favorite trips ever, genuinely.
That's emotionally a lot, you know?
Oh yeah, a lot.
Yeah, I met Maroon 5 and Coldplay out there as well.
What?
And there you go, guys.
I'm jealous that
also,
he has bear to tell you.
To end it off with, we have a Snapchat show. So please make sure you follow that link, will be in the description. And also our second channel where we like to drop maybe some unseen bits or spits that you don't really acknowledge. So make sure you check that. They're both in the description, please. It helps us out a lot. Anything you want to say, Phils?
With that being said, thank you. We love you all. Thank you so much for the support. It's absolutely surreal. We're at this level already. Take care.
Oh, we hit 500k subscribers.
Oh, yeah. Right. Soon we're going to have the gold thing.
Yeah, the 1 million. No. Right there. You're not seeing it. Right. Where is it?
1 million. The clock goes silly. I'm a mind of man when we get on a ride. Take care, guys.